This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You know, I don't use Facebook that much. I use X more than anything. I don't use Instagram. I don't use a lot of these out there. What exactly is this Facebook thing?
Okay, so this is weird because I saw smart people that I actually trust, reposting something. And so I was like, well, this is going weird. So apparently some attorney got on television and said, I'm trying to find the post, and said, you know that stupid thing we've been seeing since like Facebook started, like repost this. If you don't want your, I don't allow Facebook to have any images and blah, blah, blah. Remember that was going viral?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, it's like.
Basically, no one can rip off your images because they're your own. You're saying that these are my images.
Right. You can't use them in any kind of ads and all that, you know, like it was just weird. And so then people were saying, Sorry. My Siri just went off. And so people were doing it, and then everybody's like, that doesn't even work. Well, then I guess some attorney, and I'm trying to find the post, but I can't, said, hey, actually, it is a good idea. It is a good idea to post that so people can't steal your pictures and use them for any kind of advertising, blah, blah, blah. Well, then I saw like smart people, like I said, that I trust start putting this up. So I'm like, well, let me do a little more research on this. Maybe it is a thing. Maybe we should be doing this. But then Schmidl found that, no, we shouldn't.
Oh.
No.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Once you sign up, you've signed up to their terms. That's just how it is.
You know how we click the I accept?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're screwed.
Yeah. And we don't read it.
No, we don't read all that crap. No, not
terms.
At all. Yeah, exactly.
No. All right, so that's what this is. Explaining
that,
Schmidl?
Yeah.
All
right.
If you've spent any time on Facebook, you've probably seen at least one of your friends post a message like this, asserting their ownership over any image or data that they've posted on Facebook. Several Verify viewers forwarded these messages to us and want to know if they work. So, let's verify. Can posting a message on Facebook stop the company from using your data, photos, and posts? Our sources are Facebook's Terms of Service and the Federal Trade Commission. When you clicked sign up, you agreed to the platform's terms of service and data policy. Sure, they've changed since it was called the Facebook, but if you're still actively using the site, then you're agreeing to follow all of its rules, including how Facebook uses your data.
Golly, there
you go. So hey, we all accepted the terms of service, and
I got one for you. I got a scenario for you. You tell me if you think this is legal or not.
A scenario?
Now, look. We're not lawyers. We have no idea. But it's worth conversation, I guess. All right? All right. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show, I own the trademark, too.
Okay.
We
have a trademark?
Yeah.
You filed for a trademark?
Uh-huh.
It's so expensive.
Not really. It was like $150. Okay. It wasn't much. I got a federal trademark for it simply because I didn't want some other morning show out there using BJ and Jamie.
Makes sense.
So I put a block on it. That was 10 years ago, I guess. We also have a logo. That logo is trademarked also, okay? The BJ and Jamie, I did that one, which was even cheaper. I think like $50 or something. But I have that. Now, if we took a bar bingo picture and we put our watermark, they call it a watermark on it, and it's our logo, could somebody else use that later on? Or are we protected now with a watermark? Because I feel like a watermark is a little bit more possessive as far as owning that picture.
Oh.
Yeah. I have no idea.
That's pretty deep, isn't it? Huh? Because you know for a fact, when it comes to us posting pictures on our website or Facebook, if it's watermarked with some company out there, we're not allowed to do it.
Yeah, absolutely not.
We can get sued for it.
Yeah, so, I don't know. All I know
that's
is
the best protection.
I have an old Jamie White Facebook page, like it's really old, and my old producer set it up, so I have no access to it. Right. Oh. So last night I had some time on my hands, so I'm like, all right, I'm gonna get this either taken down or I'm gonna get control of it. Right. Have you guys either lost one of your old Facebook pages and you can't get it back? Or somebody set it up, like maybe it was an old boyfriend, old girlfriend, or whatever, and you can't get access to it anymore. It is maddening how hard they make this.
And good luck with getting a hold of anyone on Facebook.
Right, because like, they don't exist.
They don't even have no contact whatsoever, just an email that you send this random email.
I don't even think we own the BJ and Jamie fan page.
No, Jimmy Darryl does.
We haven't heard from him in forever.
I know.
We don't even own that page.
It's true.
It's just out there. And we promote it, but we don't own it.
But it's weird because I saw this old page and I was like, oh my God, that's my name. You know, I didn't even remember I had it out there. It's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, it is.
Because of what I used to post and what I post now, like some of that things.
Does it pop up?
Well,
would you go to search for it?
It said people I might know.
Oh, so recommended herself.
I might know her.
Were you able to pull up the page yesterday?
Yeah, I pulled it up. And what's interesting is I guess there's some audio on there of me interviewing Donald Trump and asking him if he'd have sex with Martha Stewart.
What'd he say?
Yeah, I actually want to hear this.
I think Snoop Dogg would, but I don't know about the Trumper.
I know, but I wonder if it was the old Martha, because now, you know, she's smoking hot. Before, she was a little frumpy. I don't know. I think I asked him when she was frumpy.
I'm sure he said yes. Yeah. Why not?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.